and the Soul Live Radio with your host, Lady Shanika Lachey. I'm here back with you today. It's a new day. It's a new season. We thank God for blessing us to be here with you on another in the Flow Live Radio, where the only way to flow is with a Father leading our way. Hello, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Sharika?
It is.
Just want to give a shout out real quick to Mo. Shadana,
yes,
Mifal,
definitely.
For connecting us. Wow,
definitely,
what an
definitely.
Awesome thing. So I just, let's just dig right into it. I love what you're doing. You are such an inspiration to many women I see, but not just to many women, but for me personally, even as a business owner myself, I see what you're doing out there, and you're branding so well. I want to commend you on your branding, because every time I see something with she, yeah, I mean, it could be anything, I think of you.
Aww.
You know, and I had to let you know that, you know, as I was out and about a couple of weeks ago during my day, and I picked up something, and it had one of the phrases for she, and you know, and I thought of you, and I said, let me snap this picture and send this to my sister and let her know
it
that she has
awesome.
Thought about, you know, you
Thank
are doing
you.
Your thing. So go ahead and just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Sharika G, and I actually am the owner of She by Sharika, which is a female empowerment. Initially started off as an apparel brand, but we're kind of branching out a little bit more and bringing some new things for 2017. So we just like to call ourselves a brand in general and not kind of go into one area and get ourselves isolated. But she started back in January of 2016, so we're just over our one-year anniversary. And it's something that, like I said, I didn't start out to set a brand. I didn't know that this was going to happen. It was really one of those things, and when they say God actually gives you something, I can say without a shadow of a doubt, he gave me she. And that's why I think I do go so hard, and I do it with so much passion, because, you know, when you know God gives you something, you do not want to fail at it. You do not want to do it a disservice. You know, you put everything that you have into it. So I think that's why I do look at the brand and look at, I like to call it more of a sisterhood, because it's got away from being a brand to really it's kind of like doing its own thing to where it's joining us together as women. So to see that taking place and knowing that it started from something simple as T-shirts, I'm happy to say that I'm a part of it, and I don't look at myself as being in the forefront. I say to my She sisters that I stand alongside you. I don't stand in front of you. Even though my name may be on the brand, to me it's not about that. It's about knowing that as it's growing and as we're maturing, that we're not only building the brand, but we're strengthening our relationship as women. So I'm just happy to be a part of that. But I just call myself in a nutshell just a girl that's chasing the dream, I guess you would say. And it just happens to be a brand. And I'm just letting God do what he does.
Amen. Amen. Well, congratulations on your one-year mark and meeting that and doing so such and in such grace. Now, how did God give you the vision? What was the vision that he gave you exactly?
Well, it started, I actually was in another business. I also have an event planning brand. So initially that's actually kind of what I was doing my thing in a little over a year ago. And I kind of got off and knew that my heart wasn't in it. I could do it, but it wasn't anything that I was, would say, passionate about. And then I kind of began to just kind of get on Facebook, and I got on Facebook for the purposes of building that brand. That was my whole way of being able to meet people, because I'm not what you would call somebody that's kind of out and about all the time. So that was the purpose of even getting on social media. As I got on social media, I began to see just, you know, just the fellowship that people say social media is so bad. And I say social media is bad if you let it be bad. But it's also something that can turn things into greater things. So as I got on Facebook and I began to know fellowship and chit-chat with this female, and she's in California and she's in New York, and you start developing all these relationships with people that you really don't even know. You're going off of personality, you're going off of just in what you're reading on the timeline, and you're connecting with people in that way. So as that began to happen, I think people kind of I kind of like have my own little take on fashion. So I kind of just sporadically just did, you know, post here and there. And, you know, everybody knows my signature is the pearl. So it's kind of like became my staple.
Yes.
So it kind of did its own little thing in that. And I said, hey, you know, I like clothing. You know, I think I had on a shirt one day and someone asked me, was it mine? And I'm like, no, I like the brand and I like who it's by, but it's not mine. So that's kind of where the whole thought process of a T-shirt came about. And I'm like, you know, if I do this, what am I going to call it? Like, I'm not like a fashion guru and I don't know anything about design and all that kind of stuff. But I knew that it was something that was manifesting. So I kind of had to go with that. And I said, okay, God, if this is what's going to happen, like, I don't know what to call it. I need for you to show me, you know, what it's supposed to be. And I'm doing right now, I was having a conversation with someone on the telephone and, you know, just chit-chatting. And everybody knows me, I'm religious with having a legal pad and a pen. Everywhere I go, that's my thing. And I always keep paper and pencil with me all the time. So as I was talking on the telephone, and I began to just scribble and scribble, and after the phone conversation had ended and I had kind of hung up and I was doing my own thing, I looked down at the notepad, and it said she. I said, okay.
Wow.
So she. Hey, what is – okay, like, what is she? And that's kind of when it tied back to, okay, you're telling me a brand. I know now that this is what it's supposed to be, but I didn't know what it was supposed to represent. I knew there was a name, but I didn't know how to make the connection between the name and what God was showing me. So I kind of, you know, sat on it for a while. You know, I was like, okay, okay, this is she. Okay, what is she? What is she? I knew that I loved talking to females. I knew that I loved, you know, posting and being inspirational and trying to be motivation. I knew that that was my thing, and that's how I was connecting with people just in the beginning. So I asked him to tell me, and fast forward a couple weeks, he told me what it was. He said she, you know, is supposed to be strength, humility, and excellence. So that's kind of when it did its own thing. Okay, this is she. This is what it means. I know it's for female empowerment. So I kind of got on Facebook, and I knew that I wanted to announce it. I didn't really have any designs yet, but I kind of took what I and what kind of struck a nerve with me, and that's where I wanted to run. So I began to reach out to different illustrators and different artists in my local area and said, okay, look, I know that this is supposed to be something that I want to be universal. I don't want it to be anything that's saying she is all black, she is all white, she is all Hispanic. Yes. I want she to be something that is universal. So the initial design, it was a design called Hustlers and Heels, to where, you know, hustlers, it can be taken in a bad connotation if we don't really explain it to people when we say the word hustler. So I didn't want to be misleading in when I said that and when they put the name Hustlers and Heels with that particular design. And when the design came about, I knew I wanted it to be something that was universal. So when the artist did the illustration, he did the heels, and he did them in all different colors. He did them in a burgundy and a turquoise and a gold and a white. And what the image was supposed to depict, what Hustlers and Heels, we are all multifaceted. We all from different geographic locations, different economic statuses, different races, different religions. So the heels represented us as women coming from all our diversity, but still being universal at the same time, and saying no matter how different we are, we all can be go-getters. We all can be driven. We all can be, you know, motivators. We all can be spiritual. So I kind of wanted it to be something that was universal, and that's kind of how the first image came about. And when that image came out and everyone connected with it, that's kind of like how she was born. So we kind of went from there.
What an awesome testimony. I think it's so God, you know, that you stepped out on faith.
Yes.
And then within a year, you know, how this has blossomed. Then again, like you said, you never know who's watching, who's out there that you can connect with. And I see that you're doing fabulous things with that. She stands for strength, humility, and excellence.
Excellent.
I like that.
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, thank God
that
you say
awesome.
That. I get no credit.
Yes.
He gets all the glory. I mean, but it's something that, you know, I want people to understand. And I had someone reach out to me, actually a younger lady about 2 weeks ago, and she said, you know, I like your design. She said, but I have to ask you a question. And I said, sure. She said, I'm white. Can I be she? And I said, let's talk for a second. And I wanted to make her understand that the fact that you're a woman, it doesn't matter what your race is. It doesn't matter whether you're at McDonald's. It doesn't matter whether you're a corporate CEO. It doesn't matter whether you're a little cutie in the nursing home. Every woman, no matter who you are, no matter what religion or where you come from, the fact that you are a woman, you are she. So that's what I want everyone to always understand, that it's not something that, you know, you join the club. Because somebody asked me when we're a club, and I said, no. I said, we're women, so we're, you know, it's a sisterhood to me, wanting them to understand that, if truth be told, some of us that are a part of She now are sisters in one time, didn't talk to one another, didn't like one another. We couldn't, you know, vibe with one another. But to see now every day we're calling one another sister, girl, and girlfriend, and hey, boo, and, you know, it's the camaraderie. And I tell them all the time, I say, if I call you sis, sissy, sister, girl, I say, that's just my way of telling you, girl, I love you. That's how I connect. Yeah. And I don't want it to be a brand that buy a shirt, oh, you're she. I want you to understand that if you're someone that never has bought a shirt, if you're on Facebook and you're watching the videos and you're watching the lives and you're looking at the quotes, that's enough for me. You never have to buy anything. It's the fact that you're connecting and that you're becoming a part of who we are and that you don't feel that you're anything less because you're not someone that's purchased anything, because that's far from what I even really care about at all.
Wow, that is so powerful, and I don't know, I'm feeling, and I'm really not trying to tap in, you know, but time to time I do, but I'm feeling this like a traveling speaking thing for you behind this, so I don't know what's coming up for you in the future, but I definitely feel that strong on you. Traveling and speaking.
It's funny that you women said that. That's kind of like kind of confirmation for me on something else. So,
well, praise God.
Thank God. Yes, thank God for that. And everybody knows me. I'm just someone, I love to talk. I love to engage. I love to get into your heart space, because I think sometimes we miss the opportunities to make an impact, whether it's for a 5-minute conversation or whether it's to have, you know, a 30-minute chat at the local diner. It doesn't matter. We miss opportunities every day to connect with people. And I think, to me, I don't want it to be a brand that is so much on the sale. I want it to be a brand that we're based on family and we're based on connecting and we're based on, you know, growing together. Because I think, you know, you find someone that buys a shirt, I want you to love that she shirt so much that you wear it until the threads start coming out. I want you to be that connected to it, to where you don't want to let it go, because I want it to mean more to you than just the pretty image. I want it to be more of, when you look at those three letters, that it makes you proud to wear them and not just something that you're just putting on just to be cute. That's not what it's about for me. It's about, if I come to you on the street and I see you have on She, and I come up to you and say, girl, tell me what She mean, and you never know I'm the one that started it, and I ask you what it means, for you to be able to tell me what it is, that's when I know my work is being done, that you make the connection and not just look at it as though, oh, I bought a shirt from She, let me take a picture and let me tag Sharika in it. That's not what it's about to me. It's far greater. It's far greater than that.
Yes. Definitely a greater message. And as it says here, I'm looking at your website, that She was created to empower women by encouraging them to go after their dreams wholeheartedly. And as we see, you went for your dream. And as we know, it's not always easy. There's obstacles, there's trials. Can you encourage somebody? Let us, you know, tell them what may be a trial that may have maybe you felt like giving up, you know, on She or something like that. You know, explain something that you've gone through to encourage another woman who may be looking to launch her own dream.
Okay.
Giving her some encouragement.
I would say one of the biggest things for me through this whole process was learning how to spread myself through it all. Because I think sometimes we feel as though there's not enough of us to go around. Because us as women, you know, we're naturally nurturers. We're naturally those that we want to give and we want to give and we want to give, until one day we wake up and, oh, well, there's nothing left for me, because we've given so much of ourselves to everyone, you know, around us. So as She was happening, there was a point maybe 6 months in that I really just had to, when I say stop, I mean stop and act as if She never had come about, because I had gone so hard from January into July that by the time July had gotten there, I was give out mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And I sat there, and I had a couple sister friends that were around me that were very, very close to me that I had met along the journey. And they said, Sharika, something's not right. They said, because I've seen you these last couple of months, and everything has been so effortless. You know, you've not had to make anything happen. It's just kind of happened. And she's like, I'm looking at you right now, and you're struggling. They say you're struggling. They say the posts that you're putting up are not heart posts. They're forced posts. I can tell the difference.
Mm.
And when I began to see that two or three all saying the same thing, at first I had asked, well, did y'all get together or something? Y'all ganging up on me? Because this ain't feeling right. And I began to get resentful about it because I took it personally. I was like, you know, how both of y'all, all of y'all saying the same thing at the same time? Y'all had to talk. That was my whole thing, because we want to – all we know is we want that to get off of us because we feel it, we're feeling attacked now. So I had to stop for a minute and say, okay, if three people that don't have any conversation with one another are telling me the same thing, it's not them, it's me. Okay, God, you know. So I had to realize that. So I really had to shut down. Nobody knew what I was going through but for those small group of people. But I really had to take a break. And I said, I had to say, okay, God, I never do anything that's forced. I never do anything that's not authentic. I don't operate that way, even when it comes to she and design and coming up with ideas. If it's forced, I don't do it. I just naturally do what feels good to me and what feels right, and I don't ask anybody their opinion. I just do what feels right to me. I began to get to a point to where it wasn't feeling right anymore. It was feeling like I was trying to make some things happen, so I had to step away from it. And I stepped away for a couple of weeks. And when I say when I stepped away and I took that time out with me and I took that time out with God and I allowed him to talk to me and minister and try to make me understand, you know, really what the walk was for, when I came back, I came back with like a fire that if you would have touched me, you probably would have got burned. That's how much I felt like I was on fire.
Because
it was a different emotion then, because it was no longer about I was trying to make it happen, because I was in myself, so I got in the way. So that's why it became hard, because I was making the things happen that I wanted to happen versus letting God work through me to say, let me shift you here, and let me let this person run across your path, and let me let you talk to this sister girl, to where I got out of alignment, and I had to let him put me back into alignment. And when I came back, they said, okay, that's the Sharika that we're talking about. Okay, I see the post. I see it. It's not you. It's him. So for them to be able to make the difference, that's what let me know that in any walk that you take, whether you're a business owner or whether you're someone that you know you're a single parent and you're raising your children, whatever the case may be, the advice that I have to give to anyone is saying, be authentically you. And then when you tap into being authentically you and operating in your truth and operating in your emotion and operating in your realness, that's when God begins to do the work, because it's not about self. It's about understanding that you need to be truthful with self, but understanding, too, that sometimes self has to fall back in order for him to shine through. So God had to sit me down, really, for him to rise up in me. And I couldn't understand that at that particular time. I thought I was being punished. How can you take something and give it to me, and now it's falling apart, and I didn't enjoy it but for 6 months. And, you know, I felt like God was taking it away from me. It's not that he was taking it away. He was understanding the fact that at the time I really wasn't appreciating it the way that I should be appreciating it. So he had to take it. It's almost like he put me in a timeout, if that makes sense.
So he put
me in that timeout. He put me in that timeout, and he said, okay, I'm going to take this away from you, and until you can act in it and do in it what it is that I am telling you to do and not what it is that you wish to do for yourself, I have to take this small thing away from you, because this toy that I'm giving you and this reward that I'm giving you, you are not appreciating it. So I had to understand that in that, even though I was doing good on the outside to the outside people, everybody thought I was killing it. Everybody thought I was slaying. But to me, I was not working at all in the capabilities, really, that really God had in me and wanted me to work in. I was just really just on the tip of the iceberg in what I was doing.
Wow.
But to the outside world, girl, you doing it. And I'm like,
you were doing.
No, I'm really going to do it now, because now I have the understanding of it now. So I understand now that everything that I operate in now with a sheet, if it does not feel right and if it is not led by God, I do not do it. That means I may not sell a shirt for a month. I would rather not sell that shirt in a month operating in my truth than trying to be forceful in it just to make a sale and just to make a buck. Because God has told me in this process and in this work that if you continue to be on the path that I set before you, and if you continue to do what it is that I am telling you to do, there is not a need that will not be supplied, and not your hands will not go lacking for anything. And this is what he has spoken to me. So in this season of my life, and knowing what she represents, and knowing what God is doing, that's why I'm ever able to say to every sister girl, no matter what race they are, no matter what background they come from, they can be the stripper in the nightclub or they can be the girl that's singing in the choir. Nobody looks any different to me. My thought process and my word to you is to say, if you are sitting on a dream, no matter what obstacles may come your way, no matter what you may be lacking, no matter what someone has told you in your ear that you cannot do, it's between you and God. That's it.
Yeah.
Other people may intervene.
Yeah.
Other people may have their words, but the fact of the matter is that before we were even created, we were already predestined for our own level of greatness. And once you begin to understand that, then you don't get disappointed when something doesn't work out. If it didn't work out, that means it wasn't your path.
Come on.
And you have to be appreciative of that. And I'm sorry, but I'm very much passionate about you.
No, I love it. I love it. I absolutely love it. And you're preaching, okay?
I love it. Everybody knows I got a little bit of word. It's one of those things that I want women to understand. As women, we so much feel that if it didn't go a certain way that we failed. And that's, I always tell everyone in She, it's about changing your mindset. We can go through the exact same thing, but handle that situation two totally different ways because we have two different thought processes. So in always looking at things as if you're the victim or it didn't work out, look at it as if, okay, my God, if it did not work out, then that means you have something greater for me, that you had to not give me this in order for me to get rejected from that to be able to go towards this. We always want to beat ourselves up when things don't work out and when we fail and when the relationship didn't work and we got fired from the job and the children aren't acting right. Yes, that's life. All those things happen. We do understand that. But the fact of the matter still is that if that did not happen, that did not happen for a reason. There is something that God was shielding you from. There is something that he was trying to direct you to. And had those things not happened, we would have stayed on the course in which we were choosing rather than the course in which he set out for us. So that's what we have to look at as women, for those that are chasing those dreams, for those things that some people are, we're birthing things. And some people have been birthing things for 5 years, and they still have not birthed it yet because you're going through these mini pushes. You're going through these little mini pushes. And then some of us have these great big pushes to where we don't have to push but three times and that baby's been birthed. You
Come
go
on.
Through your labor the way you need to go through your labor. God is in the coaching. He's in there coaching you. He's in there talking to you. He's in there giving you all the directions that you need. But sometimes we are so busy that we do not hear what he is speaking to us. So we have to allow ourselves to get still enough. With some of us, our lives are too chaotic. And until we get
to
a point to where we allow our lives to get quiet, until we allow ourselves to get centered, until we allow ourselves to get lined up with what God is doing and how he's operating, until we do that, the blessings that he's allowing to come around us are dancing all around us, but they will never touch us because we're not still enough. Some of us are too busy, not busy in really doing anything, but busy in acting as if we're doing anything because we feel as though if we stay busy and we look busy, something is really happening. No, you're just really just being busy. Nothing more, nothing less.
All right.
And
now you're
looking
at
it.
Yes.
It's
the
busybodies. Yes. We're doing jumping jacks. We're doing all of these things. Oh, see me, see me, see me. But the people are looking, they're not looking at us. They're looking past us because we tend to realize that in life, when people are so much trying to get our attention, we look straight past them because they're too much. They're doing too much. And it doesn't take all of that. What God has for you is for you. So don't look at it as though you failed. Don't look at it as though, you know, you're less than. Where you are in your life at this very exact moment is exactly where God knew you were going to be at this very exact moment. You are in perfect timing. You're in perfect alignment. But you have to let yourself go through the process. We want to rush past it. We want to skip over it.
Yeah.
But the beauty of life and the beauty of these lessons that we go through is that we have to learn how to go through our process. And if we can learn how to go through the process, there are going to be so many great, great teachings that God is going to give us. There have been so many blessings that he's going to allow to manifest. But it can't happen if you're rushing your process. It just so happened for me that in a year, God has allowed some great things to happen with She. He's allowed some great blessings. And I am truly humbled every day when I watch what God is doing and the opportunity that he's allowing to find me and that I'm not even having to chase. But I am a firm believer that does happen because my hands are busy doing the work in which he chose for me and not the way in which I chose for myself. So I believe that if I continue to be obedient and I continue to stay in alignment with what he is doing and operating She in the way that he wants it to be operated, I don't worry about if this brand will work. I don't worry about it. And I tell people all the time, I'm not being cocky at all. I just, me and my God, have given one another a high five, and he said, if you just continue to walk with me, we got this. I firmly believe that. And I don't worry about it. It's not that I'm not – I don't doubt me because I know what God has put in me. So that's why I talk the way that I talk and I act the way that I act. It's not by any means to be cocky or to be arrogant or anything like that. It's just me saying I know that if God put me on this path, then every resource and everything that I need to succeed and to make this brand be what he desires for it to be, he's already put it inside of me. I just have to wait for the days to get here and the hours to pass to allow all this to just manifest itself.
The process.
I'm a firm believer in
that process.
Yes, the process.
Amen.
The process.
So I you started as an apparel brand, as you stated. Now I see that you're launching, I see some accessories online that you're bringing out. What's in store for the future of She?
Oh, I so want to tell you, but I can't. There are some things that are coming I do not. There are going to be some things that are going to be coming to where it's, the T-shirts are going to be there because I want in 2017, because before, let's back up, in 2016, the brand was about more so the design. It was about the images, the girls with the colorful hair and the jewelry, and, you know, it was more so it gave you a good look to where I could see why the girls put the shirts on, and they, you know, they're taking these little pictures and they're cute because they have on these little cute images.
Yes.
That's kind of what it did the first year. But I knew that when 2017 came around, I wanted She to be different. I wanted it to be so much to where it's not the fact that it's so much and you're looking at the colors and the pretty and the girl that's got her little dress on and got her little pocketbook clutch back, da-da-da-da. I don't want you to be looking all that busy and all that much. Granted, these designs are going to still be here. They're not going anywhere. They're the original designs that started the brand, so they'll never go anywhere. They'll always be on the website. They'll always be there. But I wanted in 2017, I wanted to be something to where truly when someone saw you and when you crossed somebody's path, that even if you never opened your mouth and never said a word, that when they looked at you and they saw your shirt did the talking. That's what She is becoming. She is becoming a brand
like
to where I want the T-shirts to be your mouthpiece. So therefore, how we are as women, we'll go to one another and we'll stand beside one another in the elevator and we will never say a word to each other, but we will give each other eye contact and we'll give each other a smile. So if that's all we give one another, I want that sister girl to look down at your shirt and I want her to read it and say, a girl, prayer life is on fleek. So where she never has to talk to you, but she knows that because you're wearing that shirt, you got to have some kind of relationship with God because your shirt says prayer life is on fleek. That's letting her know that even if she comes at you, you can spit some word back to her because your prayer life is on fleek. So that's what I want people to understand, that it's not so much about the pretty of the images, but it's more so about I want you to understand that She wants you to be a brand that you connect with people and you make them think and you make them want to begin to look at their mindset differently. Because until you begin to change your mindset, you're never going to begin to change your life. So that's what I want these new designs to begin to become, even with the Faith Collection. The Faith Collection was birthed after I took sick about a month and a half ago, and I backed totally up from the brand. I was off Facebook. And really that's when I say the epitome of when God sat me down. He sat me down because She had a lot of stuff going on, but it was busy. It was busy, but I don't see it was really doing – I wasn't really doing my work. I was doing some things, and it looked good on the outside to outside people, but I wasn't in peace about She at all. I was kind of like in a little bit of an uproar, a little bit of chaos. So when I took sick and I was out for about a month and a half, that's when God began to deal with me. And I was really at a low point to where I'm someone I do deal with anxiety and panic disorder, and people don't know that. And when you go through that, it shifts your mindset. Yes. You begin to go through things emotionally, and you're trying to deal with yourself, and you're trying to deal with your thought process, and you're trying to analyze all that. And as I began to go through that, you know, He began to show me that She now needs to, you need to tell your story. You need to let people understand that even though they see you in the motivation and the inspiration, that you still deal with struggles and battles just like everybody else, because people tend to think you're exempt. Yeah. People tend to think because you're, you know, you got your lashes on during the day and you got your little makeup and your gloss, that they don't understand that you're still human. They don't understand that you still deal with the same demons and the same battles and the same struggles. And people didn't see that side of me on a Facebook because, you know, you don't make yourself that vulnerable. You know, they see glimpses of you. They see glimpses. And during that process, it was me knowing that when I came back, there was supposed to be a testimony in coming back. I knew that during the whole process that, okay, you cannot come back until He is finished doing in you what He needs to do in you. He's birthing the thing. So as that thing began to give birth, I knew that I was supposed to be coming back with some new designs because I knew it was time. I hadn't come with anything in months, But I knew that he was telling me that when I came back, I was coming back with a statement. When I came back, I was coming back coming to tell people something. So I knew that that's when the design and then the new T-shirts began to come about. I got my notepad and my pen, and I did kind of what I normally do in traveling and doing everything. And as he began to give things to me, I began to jot them out. Okay, she, more than a conqueror, because I knew the anxiety and the panic was kicking my butt. It was whooping me. Honestly, and I knew that once on the other side of that, I knew that it was going to be a testimony, and I knew that I was going to overcome it. But in the time when I was going through it, I thought it was going to take me out because it was just that overwhelming. And when I came through, and when I came on the other side of it, I was like, "Oh, she is more than a conqueror." So it was my testimony to be able to say, "She, oh my God, I walk in purpose," because I knew that that's what this whole process was. So when those new designs came, they were the same basic strip that we always have, the sheet, but it was more so instead of us now saying in our shirts and somebody calls me, "I want a shirt that says she is beautiful. I want a shirt that says she is confident." Yeah, all those are still there. But now these shirts have a different meaning to where that sister, when she puts on that shirt and it says from pain to purpose, I know that she has a story behind what she's wearing. And that's a conversation piece when she goes with someone. So now it's more so when we get these shirts and we put them on now, this faith over fear collection and these tees are something that's going to be a whole conversation piece to the over 150, 200 women that have just ordered. It's going to be a story for them. So now when they take the shirt and when they wear it and when they send me that picture, I can now reach out to you and say, "Girl, you're wearing that from pain to purpose. Girl, what's your story? Holler at me. Talk to me." Because that's how I talk to my customers. I mean, let's holler. I mean, let's talk.
Uh-huh.
Because to me, it's not so about them seeing me as She by Sharika. I want you to say, "Hey, girl, I'm Sharika. How you doing?" That's me. You know, I don't want you to get so caught up in the brand. I want you to understand that I'm another sister girl just like you that deals with the same situations and the same struggles as you. And not to put me on any type of a pedestal or field just because I'm the one that owns the brand, that you have to treat me or talk to me any differently than the way you would your sister girl that's beside you on the other side. So for me, this new collection is something that I wanted people to understand that there's a story behind everyone. And I'm gradually, as I wear the shirts, you know, I may put up a video with it or I may put up just a post kind of telling a brief explanation as to what it means, because it's going to mean different things for different people.
But when I wear it
and when you see me take that picture, it's me telling you what this particular shirt wears to me. So when I wear Saturday, the Lady of Virtue, I'm going to tell you what that Lady of Virtue shirt means to me, but it could have a total different connotation for you, and that is okay. But whatever your story is, when someone asks you, "What does that mean?" I want you to be in your truth, and I really want you to tell them what that means, because you don't know, when you being transparent, it can really be a testimony that is something that sets someone else free just by you being bare and you letting God use you through the T-shirt.
Wow. Yeah. This is awesome. I am so encouraged by your passion that you have for She. And, of course, the things that you have going on with it, the apparel, the accessories, and then the things that we won't disclose just yet.
Yeah, they're coming. It's going to be a busy month in May, because May is my birthday month. So it's like we're celebrating all the month of May with new stuff from She. So, you know, I want to talk about it and I want to tell it, but everybody knows that when my birthday comes, I get kind of crunk when my birthday comes. So I want to bring everything then, because we're celebrating all month. And it's my birthday, you know.
Yeah, I know you're going to do it big. So I'll be waiting to see more from She on that. And I know my model shirt is on its way, so I can't wait to represent She as well.
Awesome.
And for our listeners who would like to get involved with She, learn more about your brand, the Hustlers and Heels, and then I think you have the She Gym, where can they go to get that information?
Well, the website is at www.shebysharika.com, and that's where they can go and, you know, like I said, click on all of those tabs. It does have a tab also for the event planning. It does tell about the She Gems, which they are the babes. Where I call the girls, the older girls, the She Beauties, and the younger girls, I call them the She Gems. So, you know, it kind of tells about that. It shows you a couple of images of some of the girls that are rocking the shirts. A link also goes back to one of the Facebook groups that started it called the Hustlers and Heels Society. So go get you a little bit of inspiration, kind of get you a little bit of food for your soul. All that information is there. It does also have the store there to where you can shop. I ask everyone to come to the inbox and kind of chat with me there because there are some discounts that we have. If you come to inbox, that'll be a little bit different than the website. We're also on Instagram at She By Sharika, and we're also on Facebook at She By Sharika as well. So please come, like our pages, visit the website, you know, go ahead and subscribe so you can be a part of the newsletter. And, hey, just reach out to us, and, you know, I'll be more than happy to talk to anyone with any questions, anything they want to know. If you have any events that you want us to come out to, either in vending or in any type of a speaking engagement, because that's part of my new platform that will be coming in 2017 called She Speaks, and that's my motivational speaking platform. So there are some things that, that's why I said you gave me confirmation on something, some things that God is dealing with me on. He is going to make She more so that is a brand that is universal, and I hope for everyone to be a part of it.
My best wishes to you, Sharika. You are doing your thing, and I love to see it. I don't know. I just have a thing about people who are living their lives poured out, you know, encouraging, inspiring other people. So I knew that I had to talk to you, and we had to get you on the show, and of course, in an issue of Life in the Overflow magazine. So. I want to
we are so grateful, and we thank you for the opportunity. I mean, when this opportunity came about, I said, well, it doesn't matter if I talk to anybody else. This is in Life in the Overflow. God, you just like the cherry on top of the ice cream. You know, that's what it felt like, you know, just for the opportunity. So, again, on behalf of the She By Sharika brand, we greatly thank you, and we greatly appreciate it. Yeah.